They came like specters from the dark maw of the bayou. First, ghostly light in the fog, then the rasp of a motor. An aluminum powerboat scudding across lacquer black water. From a distance, the figures looked conjoined, Siamese twins. As the boat drew closer, the bodies split in two under the moth-flocked floodlights. One stood fore, the other aft, the twin brothers Reginald and Victor Toop. When they were kids, even their mother had trouble telling them apart. That was long ago, half their lives, and now their mother was dead. Shot through the temple in New Orleans's Roosevelt Hotel before their father turned the gun on himself. Tonight they motored under a three-quarter moon, 30 pounds of marijuana hidden under a tarp in the bait well. Reginald trolled the boat, and Victor crouched on the prow, surveying the bayou through night-vision binoculars. They'd made this run so many times, they could tell you things about the swamp that no map could. You rarely came across anyone out here. Not after dark. Not this far. Not outside shrimping season. This, of course, was the point. A flicker of motion ahead drew Victor's eye. On an islet a half-mile distant, a small light bobbed and shimmied like foxfire before sputtering out. Victor held up his hand, and Reginald cut the engine and lights. They were plunged into dark, moonlight banded across the water. The only sounds the insects and frogs singing in full chorus, the soft slap of waves against the hull. "What?" Reginald asked. Victor said nothing. He peered through the glass and waited. Reginald stepped behind him, black rubber hip boots creaking. Side by side, the brothers' resemblance was uncanny. The same side-parted black hair and hard-bitten faces. The same mineral-gray eyes full of cunning. The same way of leaning slightly into the night, torsos angled stiff, like bloodhounds scenting a rumor of prey. But there were differences, slight. Reginald had the beginnings of a gumbo paunch, but Victor did not. Reginald had no tattoos, but Victor had them on his arms and on the side of his neck. The head of a gape-mouthed great white shark, a mermaid and trident, a spider web in the crook of his right arm, a black widow spider in the middle. Any other differences between the twins, a man would have to delve deeper than the surface to discern. For a time, nothing moved. Stars were strewn horizon to horizon, bands so tangled and thick they looked like white paint flung on a black canvas. Ursa Minor and Cassiopeia and Orion, like puzzles you had to make out. Victor shifted on his boots and adjusted the focus of the binoculars. The light winked on again, skeltering among the trees.
"Thinks we left," Victor said.
"Who?"
Reginald asked. Victor didn't answer, only watched. Anchored 100 yards from the islet was a ramshackle shrimp boat. On the islet shore, a beached pirogue and a Coleman lantern dimly glowing. A man in hip boots waded in the bracken, sweeping a metal detector coil over the ground. In his other hand was something that looked half scoop, half shovel. The man heard something in his headphones and halted. He passed the metal detector coil a few times over the same spot and then dug for a minute with the shovel scoop. He stepped to the shore edge and shimmied the shovel in the water and hunkered down, sifting through the dirt like a gold panner.